Time to talk basketball. John Corrales, Boston Sports Journal, and the Locked On Celtics podcast with us. Hello there, John.
Hey, how's it going?
Well, doing pretty well. Getting ready for some basketball tonight, and we'll see, I guess, which Celtics team shows up tonight. What do you think we'll see?
Well, I know the Celtics team that shows up is not going to have Kemba Walker, Jason Tatum, or Robert Williams. So, once again, the Celtics have to make do with less. So, but, you know, sometimes in these games, considering the way they play the last couple, now you're missing three more starters, and you can't lose to Oklahoma City after losing to Charlotte the way you did. So I feel like this is going to be one of those where the team comes out and plays hard and rallies behind Jaylen Brown. Evan Fournier can potentially have a return to a little bit more of himself. So I wouldn't be surprised if the Celtics came out knowing that they had to play hard because they have to make up for the loss of some guys.
You wrote about this and talked about it on the podcast as well. One thing that's clear is that despite his seeming enjoyment at doing it, Jason Tatum, not particularly good at the isolation game.
No, he's not. And he's something that he tries to rely on. And maybe he has been good at it in past stops, but like, right now, aside from last year was okay, but I think last year was an outlier. This year is more of a problem. And I'm willing to give him some slack because obviously there was the COVID issue and the schedule is what it is. But I also think the schedule being what it is part of why he relies on it so much, because when he gets tired, when he doesn't feel like putting in the work to move the ball and do all the other stuff, that's when he relies on the isolation so much. But he isolates, it's 10th in the league. He's 10th in the league in isolation. But he's like 130-something in points per possession and 150-something in field goal percentage in those situations. So he just needs to stop relying on it so much. I know he can do it sometimes, and there are going to be situations where he has to do it. And I know that that's going to be the case. So I'm not saying zero isolations, but he really needs to dial it back.
Has any team, from your perspective, John, been impacted as much by COVID as the Celtics?
Well, I mean, there are teams that have been hit pretty hard. The Dallas Mavericks were hit pretty hard. The Washington Wizards, the Miami Heat. I don't know that any team has been impacted more than the Celtics because of how you have to add in the short turnaround. You have to add in the Kemba Walker, you know, rehab. You gotta factor in a lot of these other things that a team, only Miami understands what that's like. They went all the way to the finals, and so they get it. So, but the Celtics have been pretty roughly impacted, and not only have they lost a bunch of guys to it, but the guys who have gotten it have been out for a while, and that's another thing. Even if other teams may have had one or two more guys, the Celtics have lost more games to it. So it's very unfortunate.
We're talking with John Corrales here on Downtown. Say, is this a selfish team, or is this a team of guys who were trying to put the whole team on their shoulders and compensate for their missing comrades?
Yeah, I don't think it's a team that is selfish. I think it's a team that might be more misguided, might be the better word, that they don't think that they can do it the other way. So it's not that Jaylen Brown or Jason Tatum are saying, "Hey, I got to get mine." It's that they see things not going well, and they say, "Okay, well now it's up to me." And rather than try to see it through, like the roster is not really perfectly constructed by any stretch. And so because of the absences, guys like Grant Williams and Semi Ojeleye and others have been asked to play roles that are not really within their scope of ability. And so I think when they've been asked to do too much, or when they've tried to do too much and they've screwed up, guys like Tatum and Brown say, "Okay, we can't keep putting them in those situations. So it's better for the team if we try to do it." And I don't think that that's correct. I think that they should still be trying to play the other way, because ultimately they're burning themselves out, and they're building bad habits. They have to get into the habit of playing a certain way, and it would be better, it would have been better earlier this season for them to figure that out, that certain way, rather than try to rely on them doing it this way. Like, you don't want to rely on a workaround to make something work. You just want to make it work.
The standings in the East are such a jumble, and got some help last night. But in the big picture, with surprisingly little time left in this regular season, is it now all about just staying in the top six?
I still think they have a chance at number four. I mean, the Knicks head out for their West Coast trip, and that's going to be a bear. And I don't know what's going to go on with the Atlanta Hawks, but they've had a bunch of injuries, and the Celtics are only a game and a half out. But at the very least, yeah, top six. You have to stay in the top six. You'd like to get up to five at the very least, but six is the absolute worst-case scenario. You do not want to get into a play-in game, because not only do you now have to play at least one extra game, now you're guaranteed to go up against either Brooklyn or Philly, and you don't want that. In the sixth spot, you don't want that much either, because you got Milwaukee sitting there right now. The 4-5, but right now it's between Boston, Atlanta, and New York. I'd rather see those teams for seven games, because you have a better chance of winning that series. And then who knows what happens with these other teams. Maybe something happens that puts things in your favor. But if I'm going to rank them, yeah, getting to six and staying in six is a million times better than staying in seventh. And then a million times better than that is getting into the fifth or fourth seed.
John, going forward, and it's tough to tell because that lineup hasn't been stable very much this season, but what's the biggest need of this team going forward and looking beyond the playoffs into next year?
Well, I mean, I think they need some better top-end bench help. So whatever they do with their starters, and I don't know what they're going to do with Kemba. I mean, there's some serious questions, and it depends on how the ownership sees the luxury tax and what Evan Fournier is going to be worth. But let's just assume for a moment that the starting five stays the same. What the Celtics need is that those top two or three guys that come off the bench to be starter quality. They need to get guys there. So if Evan Fournier is coming off the bench, that's the type of guy I'm talking about. And if you got Tristan Thompson coming off the bench, not ideal, but he's better than some of the other options. And then you need that third guy to be a high-quality NBA player. That level of depth is going to help with the Celtics whenever they do come across some injuries, because we know that these Celtics are going to have some injuries. Marcus Smart's going to miss games. Kemba Walker, if you have him next year, is going to miss some games. So you need to make sure that you have that depth.
John, by the way, I like the look of the home studio. I think you just got to, you need to feature the books a bit more prominently there.
I know. I'm still, we moved the podcast over to YouTube as well, so adding one more outlet for it. I'm still figuring it out. I'm still trying to figure out how to place certain things in certain ways and to keep them from, falling during the podcast.
Yes.
I appreciate that. I'm working on the lighting. My problem is that I come from a TV background, so I'm trying to replicate the TV studio on a podcaster budget. So, trying my best.
Well, it's going well so far. It's good to be able to see you as well as hear you, and always good to talk with you here. We appreciate it, and we'll check in again next Tuesday.
All right, thanks. Talk to you then.
John Corrales, Boston Sports Journal, and the Locked On Celtics podcast.